Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 2nd of October 2018, and this is the 888th Mole Out Loud podcast. What a lovely number. I'm sitting somewhere, well, I've just been walking, but I'm about to sit down and do this podcast. I'm sitting on some sandstone. It's old sandstone. It has been hand cut, I think. Although, I'm not sure. Yes, I think it has. I mean, it looks as if it has, but I'm now wondering whether it's fake. Anyway, I'm sitting on a stone and in a little stone circle, and it's near the bottom of the Knocklofty Reserve. So I don't often come here. It's in a little loop at the bottom, but usually I'm heading up higher and so don't come this way. But I just thought I'd come and sit here. I wasn't intending to go for a walk this morning because I didn't do what I had intended to do yesterday. I was very tired yesterday and it just became quite a slow day. It was quite muggy, not hot, but the atmosphere was quite heavy. It's a bit the same today. I was looking, the clouds seem to be climbing from the valleys up Kunanyi, the Mount Wellington, and also coming from the top down as well. And I think we're going to have a very overcast day again today. It's the sort of weather where it's not that cold, but you feel as if you need to wear a jacket. I was restored yesterday by an hour and a half of Qigong and had a fantastic sleep last night. I went to bed quite early and woke up this morning almost sort of welded to my mattress, and I was woken up by a chicken that had just laid an egg, and it was a wonderful sound to wake up to. So I've woken up feeling really restored, and it's such an amazing process, the Qigong. I think often when I do it, I'm not fully engaged, and yesterday I was, and it makes a huge difference to how effective it is. Where I'm sitting here, it's, as I said, it was near the bottom of the reserve, and where most of the flood damage happened. And I'm realising now that what was bush between me and the track has changed a lot. There are a few trees that have clearly broken and been flung this way, so it's lower. The whole tree line is lower than it was. But it's still a nice little spot. Actually, there's a bit of sun coming through at the moment as well. But it does feel odd to be sitting down. I think maybe I should get up. One of the points of coming up here was to make sure I didn't sit too long and did stretch my legs. Very still, there's no wind, which is lovely to not be blustered about. You know, now having come this far, I feel really inclined to go further. It's been really beautifully done, this little loop, this sort of using the stones from the creek and for the path. And they planted it was sort of wasteland before, and they've planted a whole lot of wattle, so there's a nice yellow, a bank of yellow on one side. And yes, a pity about the trees having been so damaged on this side. Certainly the creek is much deeper than it was, and some of the stone, the big rocks have been washed away. So there's a bit of a step. But it's good to have somewhere down here where anybody can come. You can park at the bottom, and then you could just gently walk into there. And am I going back down the loop, which is what I'd intended? No. I don't usually come up quite on this path. This is the path that really got washed away. There's great gullies? No, that's not quite the right word. Well, maybe it is. So that the creek has split part of the way up and made its way down the path and worn away about a meter deep. I'm not sure how far I'm going to go up. This bit that I'm just about to come on is really steep, and I avoid it by going a different way, but I think that'll be a good leg stretch. Okay, so I did that steep bit, and now I'm going back down along the path that I usually take. That's a much more satisfying loop than the little one at the bottom. Well, hello again. It is the afternoon. It's soon going to be 5, and I've got a writer's cave tonight. And it's at my place, so I have a little extra time to eat and prepare myself. I decided shortly after I got home this morning, after that walk and after having breakfast, that I needed to get out and about, or I would go into the same sort of sloth as I did yesterday. And so I cycled down to the bookshop cafe and spent some time writing there, reading my notes and making notes on my notes. Still looking at this kind of major plot issue that I've got. And also I got the homework today for this coming week in the course. And it looks very interesting. I'm really looking forward to doing it. So I think this week is going to be a much better one than last week. And that's exciting. So I haven't quite decided what I'm going to work on tonight, whether I'm going to continue with this plot point or start on the homework. In a way, I think it would be better to work on the plot point because that's the one I'm finding hardest and I'm most likely to avoid. And whereas the homework, which is kind of beckoning me, I'm going to do because it really intrigues me. I don't really need to have a big brother or an imagined big brother hovering over me. That's not at all what my writing mate does, but just having another presence keeps me honest. So that's probably the plan. We'll see whether that actually happens or not. I did have a lovely time, not just writing at the cafe, but it was a really beautiful day and I'd taken my lunch in with me and sat on the grass and ate my lunch and read a bit more. And I was surrounded by people who were reading books and eating their lunch. It was rather nice. On the grass outside the library. So it's something I think I might do again. I think that taking my lunch with me really resolves the issue of coming in and going into town, coming back, going, and then having to decide whether or not to go again. So a lovely thing to do on a nice day. And when I came up, it was a little bit, it felt as if it might rain, but I don't think it has. But maybe it was time to come back anyway. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to work on whatever's most important to you, or to dream about it, or take time off from it. Or just sit there, just sit thinking about it, thinking about your next move. Maybe you've found a new way of looking at it, a new way of thinking about it. Maybe you have a completely new, most important thing that you're working on, or maybe you're between important things. That can be quite an odd space when nothing is really pulling you in. And the only thing to do is sit with that and make space for it to happen if it does. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again soon.